Governor Sarah Palin is preparing to accept the GOP vice presidential nomination at the party's convention tonight in St. Paul, Minnesota. Palin spent about 10 minutes this morning getting a run-through at the arena to discuss the setup for her speech. Tom Scheck is covering the convention for Minnesota Public Radio. He says Republican Party heavyweights like former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge have spent the day defending Palin's experience.
They feel like she's getting kind of a bad rap in the national press, so to speak. They feel like they're targeting her credentials unfairly. So they pretty much have been talking up her credentials, saying, you know, she's a person who's going to wow the stage tonight, one of these candidates who's a real game changer, who's someone who's going to head to Washington and just change things, which is a big thing they talked about today. They're almost stealing Barack Obama's line of change, and the Republicans are using it themselves.
And Tom, are you hearing anything about what will be included in Palin's speech tonight?
Well, we got a couple of excerpts, which they typically do before a speech. And what they want you to do is kind of, they want the folks to talk about them as they lead up to the news. And two of the excerpts that they talked about is she really is defending her credentials. One of the quotes is, I guess a small town mayor is sort of like a community organizer, except that you have actual responsibilities. That's a clear shot at Barack Obama, and I can imagine the delegates are going to rise to their feet because a lot of discussion has been on Barack Obama and whether he's qualified if he's qualified to be president during his term as a community organizer. The other thing is that she is pushing back on what everyone's kind of saying is a media criticism on Sarah Palin, and she, you know, said, if you're not a member in good standing of the Washington elite, then some in the media consider a candidate unqualified for that reason alone. And she says, I'm not going to Washington to seek good opinion. She's going to serve the voters. So it's one of these things where she's saying she's not really concerned about this criticism or these questions and these stories that are surfacing about her credentials and her experience. It's more about that she's going there to serve the people.
What do you think Palin needs to accomplish tonight with this speech?
Well, I heard someone say today that, you know, the one good thing about a splash is that it surprises a lot of people, but the bad thing about a splash is it could be a belly flop. So this is going to be the first time that the governor is going to have the national stage to herself. She was introduced on Friday, but for the most part, the American public didn't see her. What they did see were audio clips, or they've seen video clips of her, you know, kind of talking around things. This is the first time she's going to be on the national stage without anyone around her. She's going to have to speak about who she is, what are her issues that are important to her, and her experience. There's going to be a lot of people watching, and it doesn't so much matter what people are doing in the arena tonight, because those people will walk through fire for her. They love her. They're going to back her, especially since there's been all this criticism, so-called criticism from the media. What is going to matter is what the folks in home through the TV sets, what those folks are going to be thinking, because those are the ones who are most impressionable. They have no idea who this person is.
And we've certainly heard a lot in the national press about how the delegates, as you said, are rallying behind Palin. Have you seen anything there today that really indicates that this will be stepped up somehow?
Well, I don't think the delegates could get any more excited than they are right now. They've kind of walked in here, and they're pretty excited about the pick. Some of the folks weren't 100% behind John McCain. This pick has kind of pushed them a little bit closer to them. But what they are trying to do is make sure that these folks go home with those talking points that I've been mentioning, and they kind of talk to their neighbors, those undecided voters, and they say, hey, this person is really a reform-minded candidate, or those types of things, those kind of talking points. You know, there's going to be a lot of phone calling, door knocking over the next 3 months, especially in swing states. And what they want these folks to do, these delegates, who are the ones who pretty much are the activists and work on behalf of the party, to go out there and talk of John McCain and Sarah Palin.
Tom Scheck is a reporter covering the convention for Minnesota Public Radio. Alaskans are gathering in a few different spots to watch the speech live tonight, including Tailgater's Sports Bar and Grill in Wasilla and McGinley's Pub in downtown Anchorage. The speech is expected at about 6:30 Alaska time. Rudy Giuliani will give the convention's keynote address tonight.